Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yes, this is Dwight.
Hey, how you doing, Dwight?
Doing good.
Good. You receive something in the mail? Do you have a reservation code there?
Yes, I do. 2311.
All right.
4201-0021-0846.
All righty, give me a second, Dwight. Okay, Dwight Jesko?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a moment here while I bring this up. All righty, Dwight. Are you calling off of your office phone? Is this a mobile phone you're calling off of in case we get disconnected?
Mobile phone.
Okay. All righty. Yep. Let me go ahead and go through some information here. I don't have a company name on file for you. What company are you with, Dwight? What's the name of your company?
I farm myself. It goes by Dwight Jesko Funds.
Dwight Jesko Funds?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And let me just confirm some information here. I have a billing address down as 3970 FM 1057 Hereford, Texas 79045.
Correct.
Okay. And what's the company phone number for you there?
Same as this, 806.
Okay.
344-2568.
Okay, and is the business sole prop? Are you guys an LLC?
Individual.
So sole proprietorship?
Self-proprietor.
Okay, how long have you been in business there, Dwight?
37 years.
37 years, quite a bit of time there. All right, Dwight, what were you thinking about bringing on for the business there?
I was just curious what y'all had to offer.
Okay.
What kind of interest rate, terms?
Okay. Did you have an equipment need there or some capital for you're looking at for the business? Well, what were you thinking about? It varies.
Really, I was kind of wanting to know if I changed my operating loan, how much I borrowed to operate in a year.
Okay. Let me get some numbers here, figure out what you'd qualify for. What did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
About $500,000.
Okay, $500,000. And what do you guys do exactly there?
I farm, and it's just a corn, wheat, and cattle operation.
Okay.
And right now, I borrow about $300,000 from the bank, but it's like 5 or 6% interest. I would sure like to. I hear them people in the Corn Belt area up there, Iowa, Wisconsin, and all that, getting 2% loans. I would sure like to get a 2% loan.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to give you a 2% loan. I've never heard of such thing.
I haven't seen it myself, but I read it in magazines all the time with them people up there. They go to the bank and tell the bank what they'll pay for interest, and you know...
One guy says we
agreed on 1.5%, and another guy wrote that he agreed on 2%, and I'm here at 5%, and I thought, if I can get anything cheaper.
What magazine are you reading there?
Farm Journal.
Farm Journal?
Progressive Farmer.
Okay.
Yes, Progressive Farmer.
Oh, Progressive Farmer, okay. Haven't checked that one out. Yeah, so you're looking to just refinance that loan you have now, the $300,000 loan?
Well, not really. If it's cheap enough, yeah, I'll change it out, but now I'm just checking for next year.
Yeah, I mean, our program is unsecured, so we're not going to be able to beat 5%. You know, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Equipment, sometimes we can go lower than 5%. If you're looking to bring on any farming equipment there, that's something we can help you out with. Is that anything you have planned for next year or later this year?
Well, yes. I'm in the process of purchasing a tractor right now, and Agro Finance is financing it, but I haven't heard what my interest rate is yet.
Okay, so you're purchasing...
It's $130,000 note.
Okay. Yeah, how's your personal credit there?
Good. Okay. Probably around... I'm in the 700s.
700s. And who did you say? It sounds like you're already getting an approval or a proposal worked up for you. Who are you?
They're putting fingers together for me right now, and it's through AgroFinance.
AgroFinance.
I think it's kind of in partners with Wells Fargo. I'm not for real sure on that, but sometimes their bills come in a Wells Fargo envelope.
Okay. And you haven't finalized that purchase yet, it sounds like, correct?
No, I have not.
Okay. And how soon are you bringing on this tractor?
Well, it was a lease tractor. It expired in May. But I'll tell you another thing, too. The dealership does not want the lease tractor back, so as long as I say I'll buy it, they'll give me all the time I want because they don't want the tractor back. They're getting too many used tractors on the lot, and they don't want it. They'd rather I buy it.
So you'd rather just finance that? So you'd rather just finance that, have us pay them, and then get on like a 2 to 5 year equipment program? Does that sound right?
Four year payout.
4 years? Okay.
I think they were shooting for a 4 or 5. I think it might have been a 5 year payout. Like I said, I haven't really seen the papers yet.
Yeah,
we're
going
to put figures together.
Yeah, that's something that we can, work up a proposal for you on there. Are you 100% owner there, right? You're 100% owner, correct, with the sole property?
Yes. Course?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we could...
The tractor's worth $180 today.
So you're going to have to pay $130 used, right? So you've already put a little bit of...
For me to buy the lease... To buy out the lease is $130,000.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely see what we could do for you there. It sounds like you'd get approved based on, your credit. Any current loans right now other than some equipment or farming equipment that's financed?
Yes, I got a land note at Fraser Bank in Altus, Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's got a cash value of about $1.5 million, and I owe $400,000 on it.
Okay, very nice.
And I got, my house is almost paid for. It's not even worth putting down. I think 4 more payments and it's paid for.
Oh, cool.
I got a swather payment and another tractor lease.
Okay. All right. And yeah, I mean, we could definitely like to see what we could do as far as the tractor goes there. We could help you bring that on. Based on the information you've given me, when it comes to equipment, we're looking at a few different things. We're looking at credit, we're looking at cash flow, we're looking at time in business. So you have a great amount of time in business and good credit. So we can definitely see what we could do for you, as far as getting that tractor financed, and get you on a, 2 to 5 year program there, whatever works best for you. We could take a look at that.
I would like my payments around $25,000. Between $25,000 and $30,000, if we can get my payments there, that's a comfortable spot.
Well, you mean $2,500?
If we can do it in 4 years, let's do it in 4 years. If it's better to do it in 5 years, let's do it in 5 years.
So you said you want payments of $25,000. You mean $2,500 to $3,000?
No, $25,000 a year.
That makes sense. That makes more sense.
Yes. And if 4 payments around $25,000, that would be more like $30,000. Yeah, if we're under $30,000, let's go 4 years. I got to keep it under $30,000 to make my operation flow.
Well, if you're paying $25,000 a year for 5 years, that would be less than the equipment is worth. It's
okay.
$130,000, so that would only be $125,000.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't even cover
the payments need to be around. Well, they'll come out around $29,000 interest.
Okay, got you. That's what you're kind of anticipating, is that?
Yeah, I want my final payment, principal and interest, to be, I hope we can get less than $30,000, but around $30,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah, is there a good place for me to send off that the equipment application to you there? And we just take a look at that and 3 months bank statements, just the first page there, get a little glimpse of your cash flow. And, we'll look at your tax return there if, you have that. And, yeah, what's a good place for me to send that application to you at, Dwight?
Okay.
Email best for you?
Do I know what, please?
Could I email that application to you?
I'm not an email person. You're going to have to physically mail it.
Okay. Do you have a fax machine?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to fax it on over? Does that work?
That'll work.
Okay, great. What's your fax, Dwight?
806.
Okay.
289-5568.
So I have 806-289-5568?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll fax that over to you. Do you have a pen there so you could jot down my number in case you have any questions in the meantime?
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 858.
0391.
Okay.
I got it. And this is who?
This is Gabe. G-A-B-E. Gabe.
Okay.
All right, yeah, it was nice speaking to you, buddy. I'm going to fax that application off to you pretty soon here, all right? So you should be expecting it.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, call me with any questions, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care, man. Bye.